the world's most fascinating people are right here on Spotlight Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our program. I'm your host, Marcus Edwards. It's my pleasure today to introduce you to my next guest, the president and founder of Corporate Speech Solutions, everyone, Ms. Jane Latz. Ms. Latz, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Marcus.
Pleasure. The work that's being done there is so helpful to so many of your clients when it comes to overall helping them improve their speech and communication through the training skills that you have there and abilities. Give us some insight, if you would, though, on what it was that inspired you to begin the work there at Corporate Speech Solutions. How did this begin for you?
Well, I have been a speech-language pathologist for over 25 years. I was in healthcare. I was in the academic setting, teaching at New York University, mentoring graduate students from all the local universities in New York City. And it was time to take all that skill set and bring it to professionals in the workplace.
Excellent. What are some of the more common obstacles that these individuals face?
Oh, great question. First of all, a lack of confidence. When people lack confidence, they have a tendency not to project their voice and speak clearly. There is also a melting pot in the world of accents from all over the globe. And so we do a tremendous amount of accent reduction and modification. And I want, Marcus, just to highlight this for a minute, because some people, their eyes pop out and they say, why are you getting rid of anyone's accent? We do not get rid of accents. I am the first person to say I don't want to get rid of anyone's accent, but people do need to have communication skills that are clear and articulate in business. So we have the training designed to help them maintain their accent from wherever they are, but to be clear, articulate, and subsequently confident in their day-to-day business. And I do want you to know that we also train people born and raised in New York that have it, or any region in the America. So it's not just foreign accents. People have a tendency to have an accent, and if it's strong, it may interfere with their success.
So true. And as you mentioned there with the accents, I know for many folks out there, you know, from a cultural standpoint, it's a thing of pride and connects them to their background and who they are. It's something they definitely want to keep as part of their personality and their overall way they're perceived and seen.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And like I said, the other side of that is, and it's so common, I get the call, someone's almost desperate. They say, I want to get rid of my accent. And my first question is, why? And
right,
then I explain what I just said to you, because I don't think anyone, unless they're an actor and they need to eliminate the accent for a specific role, but that's not usually who we work with. We work with business professionals of every level, and no one needs to get rid of their accent. They just need to be clear and articulate.
So let's speak about this, obviously, in the context of those business owners out there and executives and such. When it comes to being able to help them improve, what are some of the few tools you use to be able to make them really be able to reach their potential, their full potential?
That's great. I'm going to talk about three aspects that are good for people working on an accent, people working on public speaking, speech improvement, interview skills. These are three of my universal tools that will make a difference in anybody's communication skills. One is learning the proper skills to power up your voice. I was very lucky. I was invited guest on the Today Show back in June. I had 1 minute clip, and it's on this exact technique on how to carefully project your voice, not scream, not strain, but project your voice. You and I have both been on the other end of a phone or in a meeting or a presentation where someone wasn't projecting and we couldn't really hear them. So if they don't have the proper tools to power up, they are not going to be heard and they're not going to exude confidence. So building up volume and powering up their voice is number one. Number two is using a strategic marking system to reduce their rate of speech. We all love to speak quickly, but if it's compromising the spoken message, they need to have a tool. I tell all my clients, if I told you you were 30 pounds overweight and you had to lose weight, you couldn't do it. I'm not giving you a tool. That's why Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, and all those other programs are so successful, because they give their clients a tool. So we give our clients a tool that's proven to help reduce the rate of speech and have a greater impact in how the person hears and receives the message. And then the third is clarity of speech, learning how to be aware of final sounds, not swallowing the ends of words that will take away from the meaning. Because otherwise, if you swallow the ends of the word, did someone say invent or invest? Did they say 30 or 13? All these words are often swallowed, and then there's miscommunication.
Absolutely. Such a good point you make there. So when it comes to those three different elements there, it can give people a better understanding of how it is that they're finding themselves in a position in which their speech isn't what it can be. But, of course, by contacting you and taking advantage of the services you provide, they can definitely see a huge improvement. How long does it take to begin to get folks on the right track and be able to see some definite improvement? How long does it take to do so?
It's a great question. It depends which of our programs, from accent reduction, speech improvement, public speaking. But I will say after about two or three sessions, they begin to have, you know, Jane sitting on their shoulder in a meeting and reminding them that they can't use so many filler words. They have to finish their words. They will start to see changes and become more aware after, you know, two or three sessions, depending on the individual.
Wonderful. So a great opportunity here for folks who are listening in today. Give us a little bit of insight here on what they can find there on your website. And for folks out there, that website is CorporateSpeechSolutions.com. That's CorporateSpeechSolutions.com. What can people find there online?
Oh, fabulous question. Thank you. We have a wealth of information. Go to our blogs. We have so much fabulous quality of material under blogs. We have tremendous YouTube library. We have great events. Someone spoke up at a presentation I did recently, Marcus. It was the greatest thing. I never had met her before. She said to the entire group, she said, yesterday I took the day off, and knowing that I was going to be hearing Jane, I went to her website, and I thought if I left 10 minutes aside, I would be able to spend some time on the website. I swear she said this. I can't make this up. She turned to the group and said, I spent 5 hours on the website. That was the best testimonial I could have ever received. So there is great information for anyone interested in transforming their communication skills into strong, powerful skills.
Wonderful. So we definitely want to encourage our listeners to reach out to you. Once again, that website, www.CorporateSpeechSolutions.com. Thank you again, Jane, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Marcus. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome. To our listeners, stick around. We'll be back here on Spotlight Radio in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.